Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Who is the man wearing the Lucas Giolito uniform, and what have you done with the previous stiff? I want to know what is going on around here. Did the Red Sox acquire someone in the Rafael Devers deal that we were unaware of, who is a world-class right-handed hurler? Did something happen? Dan Ball, sitting alongside Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Ted's in at 3. This is your WEEI afternoon show. The vibes are back. A six-pack. You love those, Stiz, right? Nice six-pack. Half dozen wins in a row. You heard Roman Anthony. We're winning. We're rolling right now. Winning is fun. Yes, indeed it is. This Red Sox team is pitching their ass off. You know what their ERA is over the last four games, Stiz?
I do not.
All right. They've given up 4 runs. They've won 4 games straight. That would be 1. That's right. An ERA of 1.
You got to give him some grace. 2 weeks ago, Absolutely. He declared that sports are exciting, so we're still kind of building the stats side
of this. I feel like, you know, as someone who worked with Young Stanley at a rock station where we tried to do a little bit of sports, but mostly just everything from the mind of the Mad Fan and, all, you know, all things topical for rock and roll people, you know, all, the mass holes and such, I think Stiz has legitimately become a sports fan.
I think I would agree.
You were always like an ancillary sports fan at best, like much more into pop culture, your music scene, burgeoning acting career. And now it's like, I almost feel like, would you say you're a sports fan first, or is it just now part of the portfolio, Stiz?
I would say it's part of the portfolio. But, I mean, every day now I'm consuming sports content, which is why I'm still pissed. And that's great that the Red Sox won last night and Roman got his first home run. But let's not forget what this organization did to us 2 days ago.
What took the biggest pain in the ass in recent memory out of the equation, relieved us of our long enduring regional headache, and put together a team of 25 to 26 people with one of the top 5 farm systems.
Is the team better or is the team worse without Rafi Devers?
Right now they're doing just fine. Right now they are doing just fine. It's one game, fine. If it came down to a one game season, they are undefeated. They are the world champions of Monday night. Roman Anthony was so excited. 2-run homer on a high outside piece of cheese, 97 to the top right corner, Dan. Turned on that like an absolute pro. How exciting was that? And how much did Red Sox Nation last night need that W, need the strong start from Giolito, 6 innings, low whip, 10 Ks, and the home run from Roman Anthony in the 2-0 shutout against the Mariners?
Of all the things that the fans needed, the Roman Anthony home run was far and away the most important for me. Because in that first inning, you had to go right through the Rafael Devers Memorial number 2 spot in the lineup, and you were staring down the barrel of, all right, we may not score. What is this offense going to look like? All of the questions that we had about the offense without Rafael Devers, at least 2 batters in, weren't being answered. And then to your point, to see Roman Anthony in that three spot, no pressure kid, as a guy and a part of a family that I think we've kind of anointed on this show as the possible next face of the franchise.
Yes, the next great family royalty of Boston
exactly.
sports.
Exactly, and to see him in that three spot turn on a fastball on the outer half and pull it, which is a very hard thing to do. I know it was only his only hit in the game, but I think it just... I think it helped the Red Sox settle in, and I think it helped fans settle in. You kind of just, for the moment, will quell the noise coming off of that debacle of a press conference, and we'll watch a team that still has a chance to win.
Stiz, what number could people call into slash text if they would like to participate in today's program?
617-779-7937.
All right, that is both the text line and the phone line, and I would like to share our first text of the day from the 413. Fitzy, don't be stupid. Editorial note, that's difficult to do. We're off to a good start. Actually, this is very much on brand. The team is arguably worse without a dude who led the AL and RBIs, you dope. To which I say, Dad, what are you doing texting in the middle of the afternoon? Put the phone down and enjoy the Game Show Network, would you? Yes, everything about dealing away Rafael Devers says on paper, where the games aren't played, that the team is currently worse. Although, you know, we'll get a chance later on in the program. Programming note, nice little vertical tease here. Today, 5:15, not 5:30, 5:15, at a quarter after 5, Alex Cora joins us from Seattle for his weekly interviews here on WEEI Afternoons. Myself, Dan, and of course Big Ted Johnson will have a chance to ask Alex all the questions that you guys want answered. We will probably run like a cockroach when the kitchen light is turned on under the fridge from the most difficult of questions. No, we'll actually ask him the best that we can. There was a good interview earlier this morning. We'll share some of this with you guys as the afternoon program rolls on. The Greg Hill Show had Craig Breslow on today in the 9:30 hour. If you want to catch a little bit of it during the commercial break, go ahead. Use the Odyssey app. You guys already have it downloaded. You use it for hashtag dork, six rings and football things. And, of course, to listen to WEEI anywhere and everywhere that you go. I thought they did an excellent job asking Breslow all the necessary questions about why now, how many other offers were there. Breslow was hesitant to talk about how many other teams possibly got involved, Dan. There have been reports over the last 24 to 36 hours that there were other teams that had offers, some of which may have almost even been accepted by the Red Sox, only to then be recanted because that team or said team didn't want to pay the full freight of Rafael Devers. Breslow flat out shot that down. Let me ask you this. How long do you feel like this iteration, these sort of holding patterns of how many teams were involved? Couldn't you have gotten better players? Why now? How long do you think this goes on for before Red Sox Nation at large can settle in on the team that you get to go with right now? Devers was a part of it up until Sunday evening, but now... he is a member of the Giants, and you are trying to win with who you got.
It's a bit of a flexible answer to this question because I think a ton of this hinges on your trade deadline. Because now there are rumors, just with the Devers drama at large, under the umbrella of the Devers trade, if you go into your trade deadline and you continue to dismantle this group, as we've seen some rumblings that maybe Walker Buehler or Aroldis Chapman, your veterans, are potentially also on the market, not better, what we needed to see today.
No, and to that I would say immediately, unless you believe you have somebody spiraled up beneath them or in their place, another host organism, if you will, that is ready and able to do what they do at least 75% capacity so that you can get either a major league ready player or some more assets to continue to stock the farm. Okay, but I still don't want to see you deal those guys away. I still think Walker Buehler's best baseball is to be pitched. And how in the world, as valuable as he might be to another team, Dan, when Aroldis Chapman, who is just absolutely ripping it up on the mound, ripped when he's sharing all these Steph Diggs-like workout videos. You see the one the other day of him doing like 100 pull-ups?
Oh, yeah.
Guy is...
He's a freak of nature.
Absolute monster.
Compared to his age.
100%. Last night, pitches one inning, gets the save in a 2-0 game. It's the kind of game where the margin of error is this slim, people. That was like two pieces of construction paper put together, like a really narrow margin in a 2-0 game on the road in Seattle.
Ramps it up to 102 to try to end the inning.
102.
Oh my God.
Strikes out all three. Strikes out the side.
Yeah.
I understand why a number of other teams, especially those in contention, would want to try to get their hands on Chapman, but you currently right now, if the Red Sox were to finish their season right now, Dan, they're a wild card team. Believe it or not, with less than half the season played, with a little more than half the season to go, you are a toy. You are a wild card team. So why not do everything you can to hold on to that, full well knowing Meyer's going to get better. Campbell's going to get better. Roman Anthony obviously is going to get so much better. Why not do everything you can to improve the quality of the major league team and the major league roster, still try to fortify your single, double, and triple A, your minor league ranks, and compete for a playoff spot. And at a record, Dan, of 38 and 37, right now, your Boston Red Sox need to go, I believe they need to go.
Oh, we didn't update the tote board in a couple days.
We've got to update the tote board. If they're 38 and 37 right now, that's 75 games played, 87 games to go. Your Boston Red Sox need to go 53 and 34, the remainder of the distance, to finish with 92 wins, which I guarantee you would not only make a lot of people around here a lot of money, but also lock in a playoff spot.
I mean, the way that they've been playing, it still doesn't feel, it doesn't feel overly tangible, but it's getting better because you're on the six-game winning streak, but you've scored under 3 runs a game as an offense during the six-game winning streak.
Right.
And you've now strung 7 quality starts together from your rotation.
Seven!
Will it go to 8? We'll find out. But neither of those things seem continuable, seem tangible in the long term, seem like you're going to be able to do that, which is why investing sooner rather than later, before the trade deadline, would make a lot of fans happy. But to call back something that we talked about yesterday that I brought up that Mego disagreed with, you have to have some trust in this team that they're doing it for the sake of building a more sustainable championship caliber team,
100%.
Or at least playoff caliber team. Championship's a far reach. You have to trust that.
We'll settle for playoff caliber. Right
do now. You trust that? Do you trust that the assets and the $250 million in change are going to be repurposed for adding, or that this is the beginning of the dismantling?
You know what we need to do? That is officially a... Stiz, can we play a little game called Put a Pin in It? Let's make sure that in addition to the questions we have prepared for Alex Cora for the 5:15 interview, let's also make sure that one of us gets into the whole entire idea of trust, because I did bring that up yesterday. I brought that up over the weekend on social media. Interesting reaction. I brought it up yesterday on the show, both with you guys here in the Kumite as well as with Lou, and even Chris Cotillo, kind enough to join us yesterday from Mass Live.
Right.
And he seems to think, just like Lou did, that if you throw enough money at somebody, they'll look past all their trust issues. They'll take the they'll say yes to the dress. They'll take the deal, keep calm, and carry on. Yet I wonder, okay, that's fine if you can have inter-organizational trust so long as there are dollars and cents, or if it makes sense, behind it. But with the fans, like, do you think, I've got to ask Alex Cora this, does he think Red Sox fans trust this team implicitly to make the postseason this year, or will we start watching this team stream towards July 4th and the July All-Star deadline like last year, go a bunch of games over 500, and just when you need that power right-handed bat at first, just when you need that extra outfielder, they'll trade two guys away instead?
I mean, my answer would be no, because I think hell no is a bit too crass for the answer to that question. I still don't, because I think a lot of this move was extremely tone-deaf to the fan base. Coming off of a series sweep against the Yankees, you're finally starting to find it, that it thing that we've been missing. You're finally putting offense, defense, and pitching together for 9 consecutive innings for multiple games in a row. They had won 3 games in a row since April, and you finally did that, and that's when you do it, conveniently enough, right before you're about to go on a season-long road trip, so you can't get booed at Fenway Park for a week and a half after this trade. I, as a fan, can absolutely not trust this group to then do what's in the best interest of the fan base and of the team and of the chance to make the playoffs and compete for a World Series. I really wish I could, but nothing of this deal, Fitzy, makes me go, oh yeah, they know what they're doing. I trust them. And you know what didn't help that either? The press conference last night. Oh.
I got to tell you, as somebody who has not, and Stiz can back me up on this, someone who has never really practiced an economy of words, I got to tell you, Craig Breslow, smart as a whip, is a graduate cum laude of 10 words for one university.
Man
o' war. What could have been done? Like, you want to talk about the definition of, this could have been an email. Like, that was 40 minutes that should have been 8-10 minutes top, boys. Like,
yeah.
And Stiz, you even gained me. This is what's so impressive about young Stanley. 10 years ago, you know, robbing babies, You know, just, you know, seeing at the corner liquor store.
Haven't told me that
at
story
the street,
yet.
Street corners selling Lucy's, having nips for lunch. And now here he is like an accredited media reporter, an absolute part of the Boston sports media scene. You should have gotten in there. He was watching last night. You should have gotten in there and asked a question.
I had questions. I was texting you guys. I was a little scared to jump in there. And I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure the format. I'm like, are people just jumping in? But yeah, I mean, I watched that thing from start to finish.
You raised a virtual hand.
Even texted Ken and I'm like, hey man, like, because I wasn't sure at first how to watch it. But yeah, I watched that thing from start to finish. And at the very least, you know, even though I said yesterday it was something they should have did two nights ago when it first happened, at least they did field questions from the media and try to take some accountability for the move.
Is there anything, I know I'm asking you this on the spot, is there anything you feel like that you wanted to ask that they didn't answer?
That's a great question right there. See, take notes.
Yeah, so it was the couple that I had texted you guys. Like, one, and I think Greg asked Breslow about this morning, but there were reports yesterday during our show that maybe there were some other offers from other teams on the table, and because they wouldn't take all the money, that Henry vetoed it. So was that any truth to that?
That was addressed this morning on the Greg Hill
That's
show,
right. Yes. And we'll play that audio later. But and then also the I would say kind of scathing report. I believe it was from Yahoo. The Red Sox report.
The June Lee piece.
The
piece that called the Red Sox organization a dysfunctional blank show.
And that some of the veteran, people in management are being iced out. And that was a concerning report.
Yes, it was for sure. Efforting to try to get June Lee to join us at some point this week as well. Point of interest, later on in today's program, joining us at 3:30 in our continuing series of interviews and efforts to try to get the whole story, or at least the best perspective and as much news as we possibly can. Let's find the facts, just the facts, ma'am. Tim Healy from the Boston Globe will be joining us at 3:30 today. So once again, Ted's in at 3. Tim Healy from the Boston Globe, 3:30. Alex Cora, 5:15. Also of note, Dan, at 5:30 today.
Yes.
Rafael Devers will be making his debut in his San Francisco Gigantes uniform, wearing number 16, I believe. Do we
That's
know
right.
why he chose 16?
Because the Giants said, hey, this is your number.
And he said, okay. Oh, yes. And by the way, isn't it just so interesting? And I'll share some fascinating text messages. I think we're starting to get a coalition of Sox fans feeling one way as opposed to the other on Devers. Isn't it ever so interesting that he has told the organization and three-time World Series champion and president of baseball operations, Buster Posey, has said that Rafael Devers told him, DH, first base, third base, whatever you need, I'm your guy. Isn't that it? As a Sox fan, and as Sox brass, Sox management, Sox players, don't you think that feels just like a nice little squirt of lemon right in the eye? Isn't that just a little salt in the wound right there? Like, bro, they were paying you $333 million here. Why couldn't you just say yes when you were here? Why, if you could have just said yes and done that, you'd still be here, and would they be the better team for it?
I would imagine they would. I'm still not sold on the whole Devers would be a great first baseman argument that we went back and forth on. No. But it would certainly it would have saved a headache, and it would have been especially important after the Bregman injury, because you could have just shifted right back to third base, and you would have solved that issue pretty easily. But the Giants have done something, or they have not done something that's very critical in this. They haven't lied to Rafael Devers yet.
Ooh,
they have not.
Good point.
They have not led him astray in a window of time that was maybe one of the more shocking details from the Breslow conversation this morning. He said this was about an 8-month ordeal, going back into the, you know,
See?
Further back into the off season of, because that's probably 8 months is roughly when you tell a guy he's the third baseman, don't worry about the Arenado rumor, don't worry about the Bregman rumor, we're not moving you, through, oh, we just signed Alex Bregman, but he's going to play second base, to, okay, well, Alex Bregman's also taking infield outfield in front of you at third base, into we need you to be a DH, into now we need you at first, into now we need you at third. So this has been a thing behind the scenes for a shocking amount of time, and all the Giants needed to do was, in his estimation,
clean slate.
Treat him with respect.
Yep.
Treat him with respect as the professional, whether it's been earned or not.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's what they're doing, and he is now playing ball. Pun
intended. So fascinating that people like David Ortiz say that ego sometimes get in the way, and that's the worst thing that can happen in a situation like this. And Craig Breslow admitted there were probably a number of things they could have done differently and done better to prevent getting to this impasse. Stiz, we'll have to make sure we ask Alex Cora if he thinks there are some things that he could have done as well along the way to prevent this from reaching the loggerhead that it did, ultimately seeing Devers traded away for four players none of us recognize, and we're not even sure we're going to see at the major league level. Before we get to one piece of audio I want to share, Stiz, and then catch a break, let's just take a quick look at the text line. 508, he's wearing number 16 because that's how many errors he'll average at third base in his career.
Tremendous.
Boom, that's the Dice Man. Thank you very much. Like most postmen on the Cape, he delivers. 508, Devers just doesn't fit here anymore. 508, if they truly want to build around Crochet and the big three prospects, he's got to go. Fits either 38 and 36. My apologies. That means they have to go 54 and 34, not 53 and 34.
Math.
The remainder of the distance. I was told there would be no math, but thankfully I got a perfect score on my SATs. Boys, the Red Sox are better off without that crybaby that thinks he is too good to play. It is a brag, actually. It's one of the very few that I have that I can actually play anywhere. All right, it was almost perfect. Okay, fine. I lied.
Yeah, because I was going to call now BS on a perfect SAT
math,
score.
The math score was, all right?
Okay.
You ended up here?
I ended up here. I'm the Stephen Glass of SAT scores in sports radio.
Looks like he has worn 16 in the past, I found it. Anybody want a game-used Portland Sea Dogs jersey, number 16? Okay.
Ooh, I'm in on it.
$299 on eBay.
I'm not
in on Jeez. Hey, guys, great job. Great start to the show. Another 413 texter. Good riddance to Devers. Lazy and selfish. Good for you, San Francisco. I'll cheer harder for the Sox now. And 857, this is the attitude I want people to take. For better or worse, the clubhouse is now comprised exclusively of people who want to be here. Interesting. And as far as that clubhouse goes, tell you what, why don't we share this on the other side? We've got some audio from some of Devers' former teammates. I got to tell you, I don't hear a lot of crying for Argentina or Rafael Devers.
Not a lot of emotion.
No.
No.
And you know, like...
But what are they going to say?
This is effed up. I'm going to miss this guy. How could we do this? There's no way we're a better team.
They're
Each
not
of us are going to have
how
to
could
dip,
we do this?
Dig
They're
deeper into our tank. Breslow is a mofo. Yo, if I see Alex Cora, I'm going to punch that MF-er.
It's on
know.
Sight.
Yo, John Henry, you come here, old man. I'll break your hip. I don't know. I mean, just...
anything. Anything. Yeah. Anything that would
just
suggest
anything.
You that you're going to
you
miss what, your teammate and your friend.
Right. Just like, Stiz, you know this to be true. We have seen a lot of departures over the last 10 years, mostly from Foxborough, where Patriots players were either traded away in their prime, you know, the Belichick rule, a year too early as opposed to a year too late, or just given their free release or they signed somewhere to get a proper paycheck. And how many IG posts, how many IG stories would there be? Go get it, big bro. Gonna miss you, guy. This, that, and the other. Like an outpouring of emotion. What have we seen? One, two stories so far for Rafael Devers? I mean, math talks, man.
Yeah, nope. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I just think you can't expect them to really jump out on a ledge. They're in the middle of a season, and, you know, they got ball to play. I just think, you know, and for the texter that said, you know, for a guy that didn't want to be here, did he want to be here last year? And was it everything that Dan mentioned earlier, the communication with the team and feeling slighted and this and that, that led to him feeling like, I'm not appreciated here and or wanted, you know, because no one likes to be jerked around at work. No one likes to feel like that.
Facts only, checking in. Facts only for sure. 617-779-7937 is your text line number as well as your phones if you want to get in touch with Fitzy, Dan Ball, Stiz. We got Javon, a.k.a. Jacob Lesner, working with us today as well. Ted is in at 3. The whole family is together for a fabulous afternoon show. Tim Healy, 3:30. Alex Cora, 5:15. And right now, Dan Ball with the latest in trending sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, so baseball is a business unlike all other sports. Okay. Interesting take.
Yeah. Everything else is just, you know, family first.
It is baseball.
Relationships over everything. 100%.
I believe a business that Sam Kennedy once told the Greg Hill Show, not a very profitable business.
Right. Yeah. And I'm Cindy Lauper, please. That was Jaron Duran on the mic. Was that to Bradfo, or was that, where did that reaction come from, Stiz? I forget exactly.
I believe it was just his, yeah, I think it was his 2 minute grill from the
excellent segment. Bradfo on the 2 minute grill right there. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons. Thank you guys for letting us into your heads, your homes, your hearts, or wherever you happen to consume the best of Boston sports talk radio. You know, you can listen to us on your Alexa. You can tell Siri, hey, play WEEI. Open up the Odyssey app. There's a million different ways to get the good stuff here. You can call in or text at 617-779-7937. One texter from the 239 is adamant that Rafael Devers stinks in August, and it was about time that the Red Sox unloaded that bum. Also, someone says they didn't like Stanley's takes in the first break. Hey, this is a free forum. We respect all opinions on this program, I think.
Even the bad ones.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want everyone agreeing with
how are you supposed to learn anything if you just have a chorus of similar voices all the time as well? That ain't the way that it works. I will say, though, and this will be a slight tease into my three-point stance coming up at the top of the hour, sponsored by the good people over at Jeffrey Glassman Attorneys, is it doesn't sound like a lot of the other players on the Red Sox are too broken up, too surprised, or both, Dan, about Rafael Devers' departure. And you do have to wonder, will the, I won't call it the old Bill Simmons Ewing theory, but will the old addition by subtraction principle potentially kick in, watching everybody else maybe ratchet up their effort 10%, seeing people that didn't maybe have the opportunities now have them presented to them because of the lack of Rafael Devers in there? Look, they only scored 2 runs last night, and they've averaged just a handful of runs per game over the 6-game win streak. But you can't deny, it's their longest of the season. It's a 6-game win streak.
Right.
And the team seems to be pointing the ship in the right direction.
And does it coincide with things maybe reaching the point of no return with Rafael Devers? There may be something to those timelines matching up. I found the answers from some of his teammates pretty fascinating. I mean, we teased it before we went into our last break, but there really was no tearful goodbye. There was a lot of, hey, this is a business. We got caught by surprise, but we have a game to win. We're going to go win this game. And
right.
maybe we're making too much of it because it's such a divisive deal, but I really think your youth might have actually come to your aid in this mm-hmm. particular trade, because you have so many players that just haven't been around Rafael Devers very much. He's been a major leaguer since 2017, and we've gone through the service time ad nauseum. You have guys who are considered quote-unquote veterans on this roster who are in their third year in the league.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get the sense that there were a lot of long-standing relationships that were severed by this trade. It felt more like, hey, a guy who's very talented, who may or may not have not been doing what the team wanted, mm-hmm. is now gone, and we just got to move forward. That was the kind of vibe I got from that.
And you don't want to make that kind of impression with all of these young, impressionable minds. You got Meyer, Campbell, obviously Roman Anthony, you know. Again, this was asked a little bit to Breslow. We'll make sure that we get this in with Alex Cora at 5:15 today. Were you at all concerned, Stiz, that maybe if Sourpuss O'Reilly was just, you know, no, I'm not going to play first. No, I won't go back to third. No, I won't do what you tell me.
It's just like he's here.
No.
If that attitude would have permeated the clubhouse and set the wrong tone or standard for some of the young kids.
Well, they definitely said that. Breslow and Kennedy, they mm-hmm. made it seem like that was a big part of this decision, was that they, you know, they have a vision on how they want the culture in the clubhouse to be. And now that they've brought these young guys up, you know, they don't want anything poisoning that well, if you believe what they're saying.
Your word is alignment.
Word of the day, I never hear that word again.
Hey, I just read alignment is the new synergy.
Oh,
it's just
boy.
One of those words. Every time you hear it, you're like, oh, someone has been through so many corporate modules. Texter in the 774 gets this one read, mostly just because they use one of my dad's favorite expressions. Stop, guys, please. It's as simple as this. Any job where you tell your boss or company owner to go blank in his hat and wear it, you're gone. I mean, did Rafael Devers or did he not basically tell Craig Breslow, go blank in your hat, or at least go do your job?
I mean, it seemed like, well, he said that directly. Mm-hmm. He said the GM needs to do his job if we need a first baseman.
Oh, the brass baseballs on that guy.
This, look, you made your bed in 2022 when you booed John Henry so badly at Winter Weekend that you signed the $330 million contract. He was anointed as the savior of your franchise. You gave a seemingly, and this is on his way out the door, you gave a guy who might lack a little in maturity and might lack a little in responsibility.
Always seemed like an overgrown baby that could mash from the left side of the plate. Always, still has like kind of a baby face even on top of it all.
Right, and somebody who it was pretty well reported you needed J.D. Martinez and Xander Bogaerts and Alex Cora, all these Devers whisperers in order to get through to him to get what you wanted. You rewarded that behavior with the biggest contract in team history. So, unfortunately, you made this bed 3-4 years beforehand. Mm-hmm. And when you meet that with Craig Breslow, who doesn't fit, he seemed to have the soft touch of dealing with human interactions.
Very clinical.
Yes.
Doesn't have the best bedside manner. Strikes me as somebody that before you were going to have a procedure, Dan, mm-hmm. would probably come in and just go, hi, everybody. Thanks so much. I'm Craig Breslow from Fenway Pharmaceutical. I just want to explain a little bit about how this robot arm works. Now, during the procedure, Dr. Ball, who we trust implicitly, along with Dr. Cora and Dr. Bruno. Well,
he's in alignment with our
yes,
philosophy.
They're all in alignment with Absolutely. Our philosophy that this is the best instrument we could possibly use.
Right.
Now, is this the most expensive one? You know, is this what's going to make this the best procedure right now? Probably not, but we're all in alignment. This is the best one for you right now. He just is so clinical about those things. Very, very emotionless for a guy, you know, that played professional sports at the highest level. Family man, such a high leverage position as well. Speaking of the emotion, Stiz, if we could we share the reactions of a couple other players? I believe we got this audio from our friends over at Nesson. I think this is Garrett Crochet via interpreter, Aroldis Chapman, and Walker Buehler on their feelings of finding out Rafael Devers was dealt away.
I mean, it was a shock for sure. After what, you know, the run that we just had this past week, you know, after having, you know, the day to process it, I think now we're just focused on moving forward as a group.
Yeah, obviously surprised that he got traded, and in the moment
like right now that we have such a good pace and we're starting doing the things good, but at the same time we don't have anything, we don't have any power to make those decisions. So what we can control is to keep going out there, trying to do things right.
Anytime a player of that caliber, anybody that you've played a significant amount of time with, as Rafi has with a lot of guys in this locker room, I think it's, you know, it's a hairy deal, but that's part of the business, and there's obviously nothing we can do about it as players, and you know, again, not kind of part of our job description.
There you go.
Interesting. Very much a very, hey, stop asking me, we're just here to play baseball games, collective energy that I got from that.
Yeah, and there also seemed to be a little bit of a like, hey, can we, like, we have a good thing going right now, like we're on a 6-game win streak, so if we could all just STFU and kind of, you know, point the ship in the right direction together, everybody grab an oar, as opposed to like let's rear view this, like what's the line from the town stiz, I'm about to put this whole town in my rear view.
Yeah
Okay, well, see, there you go. There you go. Yes, I figured you speak
nailed out. It.
You got those. Yeah. Whose car are we taking? Let's also make sure we weave in some calls here and hear from you, the good people of WEEI at 617-779-7937. Let's take our first call up to the Granite State in the 603. Jake is in New Hampshire talking Rafael Devers. Jake, how are you, kid?
Well, I'm doing better. I could be doing better. Right. I've had to calm myself down. I've had to calm myself down after the headline broke Sunday night. I've been very vocal and critical of this team over the last couple of years. I still feel like they're a rudderless franchise. They don't have anybody steering the ship. You can say Cora is, but he's clearly responsible for the pitch count limits on Crochet and pulling young guys in good situations. I think this stems from signing Bregman and not knowing the player that you had with Devers and signing that extension. It's a story of two different players, the pre-contract with Devers and pre-signing of Bregman, and then the post. And everything since signing Bregman has been a disaster for this team and Devers himself. I have a hard time believing that this team does have somebody steering the ship. A lot of ineptitude going on right now.
Appreciate the call. Ooh, did he say ineptitude by accident instead of ineptitude? Because that feels like a neat nickname for somebody who makes a lot of mistakes or is in over their head.
Yeah.
I am the ineptitude.
Yeah. Fitzy, what do you do around here? I'm the ineptitude. I'm not really sure what I'm up to, but I try to get by one day at a time, bro. Okay. So there's a good question that I would like to pose to the field before we catch a commercial break. Do we have any believe that there is alignment from ownership through management all the way down into the clubhouse now, Dan? Or could we possibly see more deals made, more rugs that tie the room together pulled out from underneath our feet, both as fans and ballplayers?
First question, no shot there's any kind of alignment.
Perfect.
I thought there was the overuse of the word alignment was the perfect little wink to the fact that they actually don't have any alignment. Because if you have to keep saying and saying and saying it, you're trying to convince somebody that you actually have that kind of connectivity between executive level, front office, and then down to your coaches. I've beat this drum a lot. And I think the Devers trade is the most egregious example of the fact that there is zero plan for how to manage, for how to construct, and for how to win with this Boston Red Sox group. You had no plan with your prospects. I really don't think you had much of a plan with your starting rotation, given the amount of injuries that you were having with some of these guys in past years. And as much as they said, oh, we did our due diligence and we've been working through these different scenarios on this trade for weeks, if not months, give me a break with that. With that return, with the haste with which you pulled this deal off seemingly this far ahead before the trade deadline, no. Somebody got their feelings hurt. There were egos at play. And for some reason, you reached a tipping point where you needed to do this and really not take any proper precautions in order to do it. I see no plan.
I felt like there was one final stick broken, one final something said that agitated someone that hastened the timeline, that if they were going to trade him by the All-Star break or if they fell out of contention or at the end of the season, that got expedited because something else happened. We'll see if we can find out about that as well.
Let me give you a quick theory, and then I know we got to go to break. So Coley Mick, who's with Jared Carrabas on the Section 10 podcast, said from what he knows, not reporting, reported by anyone from what he's seen, but could be out there. Devers taking grounders at shortstop on his own really upset people.
It should have.
And that's and players, coaches, yes. up to executive level.
Oh, you dick around out there at shortstop, but you won't actually take a legitimate one at first, and then you're going to say that you're mad because Christian Campbell said, I volunteer as tribute when it was time to find if someone else would actually play first base. Again, couldn't be happier. Like, thanks for all the great home runs. Love that you owned Gerrit Cole. You're a World Series champion. I thought you were going to be the next Poppy. It turned out you were actually the next big baby.
Yes.
Minus all the things that happened on the airplane with him. 617-779-7937. When we come back, more of your phone calls. And, of course, we will get to the audio from this morning. The Greg Hill Show had Craig Breslow on. He answered many of your questions, including whether or not this organization is in alignment on a focus to win the remainder of the season. You're listening to Stiz, Dan Ball, and Nick Fitzy-Stevens here on WEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was the telling part to me right there. This was something we had to do, and waiting could introduce some risks we were not comfortable with. That, of course, was Red Sox Chief Director of Alignment, a.k.a. the President of Baseball Operations, Craig Breslow, kind enough to wake up early and join the Greg Hill Show this morning here on WEEI. If you want to hear the full interview, of course, you can use the Odyssey app at any time. We'll play some more snippets as the show progresses. By the way, good job by Greg
Nice job softening the blow, as we often try to do when we get into these more serious-minded conversations with Alex Cora. Greg went in for a wisdom tooth extraction today.
Yep.
And opened the interview with, would you rather switch places with me? Would you rather do this interview or do my wisdom tooth extraction at once at 1 o'clock? And what was Breslow's response? Can I wait till the interview is over?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't think he ever followed up with that. Mm-mm. So I feel like we got our answer without getting our answer.
Wisdom teeth out is nothing.
Oh, is it? Because I have to get one and I am like so nervous.
I had all four at the same time.
Me too.
Yeah.
As a matter of
really?
Fact.
Really? Yeah. Well,
lump sum, gassed
did you,
up.
Did you go
minutes.
Under?
Oh, I did.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's not
Titan
bad.
Submersible. Like,
so, turns out insurance nice. Wants like $1,000 to put me under.
I'm they
like,
do?
What? Yes.
Just get the laughing gas.
I'll do it
gas.
For free.
Just get the laughing gas. It costs
I think
it,
I think it's like
down.
$400.
Get
for
a
the 12
of
San.
Yeah. Have Jacob run down to the corner lot, get you a 12 of Juicy IPA from Sam Adams. You'll be fine.
I know. I'm like, jeez.
Just
like,
get the laughing gas, put your AirPods in, you yeah. know, listen to some music.
Nothing.
It's done before you know it.
I got to imagine the Novocaine. I mean, it's numb. Like, I should be fine with the Novocaine.
Generally the way it works.
I know, but it is, oh, the dentist, man, freaks me out.
Yeah, but the
out.
Sound of the wisdom tooth coming out is like a rusty car door shutting. You don't want to deal with that. Anyway, I really, 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 really appreciated Breslow coming on. The guys hit him up with the hard questions. He provided his best, as we said earlier, Dan, clinical answers. However, the fact, again, that he said this was something we felt we had to do now and that things could arise from it if we didn't. What does that tell you? Because to me, that sort of says, oh, wait, yeah, Stanley.
Yeah, you want to know what the risk was? Not finding a team that's going to take all that money off the books.
Oh, are Team Liverpool, Team Conspiracy Theory, Team
no,
John
no,
Henry
no,
is
no.
cheap?
Like, take all the money in the contract. You know what I mean?
Devers. Like the market was going to disappear.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get a team. Okay, that's an option.
This is not to say that the Red Sox handled this well, but they were coming to critical mass. I think that he was going to act out further, embarrass the team, or derail the positive momentum they've built up recently. Dan, your thoughts?
I was hoping it would be more positional, as you needed to clear the runway for either a Yoshida return or an Abreu return, or just find a, you know, you're going to have a lot of parts that you were going to need to try to fit in, and somebody was going to either get sent back down to AAA or get put in a position where you had to make a deal. But I can't help but ultimately agreeing with you on that. That was kind of the most human moment we got, where it was a bit of a wink, wink, nod, mm-hmm. nod. Like, we were getting to, as was used in this interview that made me laugh because it's used on this show all the time, got to the inflection point where maybe your other leadership group, Jaron Duran, whose comments were pretty cut and dry, and your other group that was establishing themselves might have been reaching a point of no return with this player, and you had to get something done before it spilled over and became public.
Gentle reminder, by the way, everybody, as the Red Sox are on the 6-game winning streak, which is, of course, being handled by and led thanks to the incredible starting pitching of late. Once again, what's the ERA over the last 4 games, Stiz? The loneliest number, 1.
Yes,
thank you very much. I'll do the math. I got you. Don't forget, coming back in the next 3 to 7 to 10 to 15 days, perhaps Yoshida, Willier Abreu, and Alex Bregman. I don't want to play the, it's like they're trading for a couple All-Stars and a couple of regular mashers, but there is help offensively on the way, as the Red Sox have struggled a little bit to score recently, but the pitching has been dominant. And boy, we got a good one tonight. Buehler versus Woo! And then tomorrow, 4:10, Crochet Castillo. Sign me up, Dan Ball.
Give me all of that. Going to be another hammer the under for the next 48 hours.
I would say so, too. Usually you do as well with the Mariners. Let's grab one quick call, then we will take a break, switch it over to the 3 o'clock hour, and open the door for Ted to join the show. Joe is in the car. Hi, Joe. How are you, kid? Joe in the car. Hey, there he is. What's up, buddy?
Fitzy, what's up, pal?
Hey.
I got to say, buddy, I'm very happy that Devers is out of here. You know, from what we're hearing, this guy's not a good locker room. We all know the baseball players are the most sensitive players in sports. I mean, you can't even – you say one thing and they start crying, they power, and that's what Devers did. You know, they put him to DH, and it was already a rocky road from the beginning. They had to do this. You know, reports are coming out that he didn't want to help out Campbell. He was just becoming a bad guy. A bad guy. I'm glad they got rid of him. You know, Alex Cora must be relieved. Now, when Bregman comes back, he can be the leader of this team and not have to worry about Devers in the background getting all crying and this and that. When Bregman, he's going to be the leader of this team. So get him out of here. I like the way they're playing. I just hope he doesn't hit 3-4 home runs this weekend against them.
Find the lineman.
That's free money, by the way.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
anytime home run, yeah. You got to bet it all three games, and you'll hit it once. Just keep doubling down.
And he's going out to
need.
Third base and playing it with a smile on his face.
Oh, the error is going to be so good. I can't wait for it as well. All right, you guys know the number, 617-779-7937. Stiz, a lot of advice coming in, dentally speaking. People are saying pay the rack. You don't want to be awake for it, so you do what you got to do,
okay.
Kid.
Thank you. Starting a GoFundMe. I will share the link soon.
Awesome. I can't wait to not promote that because it sounds super, super illegal. When we come back, it's the 3 o'clock hour. Me, Dan, and Ted will have some 3-point stances for you. Tim Healy from the Boston Globe at 3:30. Please stay tuned, of course. Happy to have you here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.